Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we've got Stephen LaFlame, known as the Astro Geek, and he's here to help us out and answer a lot of questions this morning. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, good morning, Christine.
And you know what? I want to talk about asteroids, and I have to say, I mean, I throw around this term because I used to watch Lost in Space as a child, but I don't even really know what an asteroid is compared to if somebody said asteroid or meteor. If you could tell our listeners what an asteroid is and why one may be coming its closest time to the Earth today, actually, I think within the hour. Tell me a little bit about both.
Okay, well, an asteroid is basically a leftover remnant from the formation of our solar system. We got the eight major planets that kind of grew together when the swirling ball of gas around the sun conglomerated, but there is a leftover asteroid belt, and most of it is between Mars and Jupiter. And occasionally, one will make the news. In fact, the headline that I'm reading in front of me says, "Skyscraper-sized asteroid will buzz Earth on Friday, safely passing within 1.7 million miles." Well, when you think about it, 1.7 million miles is pretty far away. The moon is actually seven times closer than that. So the term buzzing Earth is kind of sensationalized a little bit.
No, it's it says it's going to, I guess the estimate is about 9:41 this morning. Well, it's so far away. Is this something that anybody would be able to see without like a professional telescope?
Okay, yeah, some of the details about this particular asteroid. It goes by the nondescript name of 2008 OS7, and yes, it will pass closest to Earth at 9:41 this morning, which of course will be daylight for us, so we won't be able to see it. However, if it was nighttime, it probably could be seen moving through a telescopic field, we're going to miss it from this part of the globe. However, listeners should circle the date, April 13th, 2029, which coincidentally happens to be Friday the 13th, 2029 in April. There is an asteroid called Apophis, which will come very close to the Earth, only 19,000 miles away. And this one will be visible from the naked eye passing through the sky. However, it happens at 5:46 p.m., which in April it's still going to be daylight for our area at 5:46 in the evening. So people in Europe and Africa will actually see this star-like, you know, asteroid pass through the sky. And they will be able to watch it at that time. And one final thing is that on a daily basis, 48 tons of asteroid bits fall to Earth every day. And on average, about 17 of these are large enough to reach the ground. So it's not completely unheard of for bits of asteroid to rain down on Earth. Most of them burn up in the atmosphere, but occasionally they can reach the ground. And I actually have a chunk on my desk in front of me that landed in Russia back in 1947.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny. Now that you said that, I'm going to be looking up at the sky now because I'm not going to be able to help myself. And I'm going to pencil you in for 2029 to come on and talk again a little bit about this next closer to home one, the 19,000-mile asteroid. Now, you go by Astro Geek. If people want to find out more about you and some of the astronomy groups that you're involved with, what can they look at online?
Okay, sure. I have a Facebook page, and it's called Universe from the Backyard. And I've been in this hobby for about 45 years, and I have a dome observatory in my backyard, and I share lots of pictures that I take through the telescope on that Facebook page called Universe from the Backyard. There's also the South Shore Astronomical Society that meets in Norwell on the first Wednesday of every month. We meet at the Norwell Council on Aging, and visitors are welcome to come and check out a meeting. You know, it doesn't cost anything, and you can find out more by attending a meeting.
Yes. Fascinating. We certainly appreciate you joining us this morning and bringing us into some of these wonderful things that are going on within our own universe. And again, Stephen LaFlame, you like to call yourself the Astro Geek. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.